Imagine a world where your angriest customers become your most loyal advocates. This isn't fantasy. It's the counterintuitive reality uncovered in groundbreaking research that's transforming how leading companies handle complaints. While most businesses view customer complaints as problems to minimize, forward-thinking organizations recognize them as their greatest untapped asset. The disconnect is staggering. 80% of businesses believe they deliver superior customer service, yet only 8% of customers agree. This gap represents both a crisis and an unprecedented opportunity. What separates beloved brands like Zappos and Nordstrom from their competitors isn't what they sell, it's how they respond when things go wrong. These companies understand a fundamental truth. Your angriest customers aren't your biggest problem, ignoring them is. In today's hyper-connected world, every complaint is a chance to demonstrate your values to not just one customer, but potentially thousands of observers watching how you'll respond. Customer service has transformed from private interaction to public spectacle. When someone tweets a complaint or posts a negative review, they're performing for an audience rather than just seeking resolution. This shift has created two distinct types of complainers. Offstage haters use traditional channels like phone and email because they genuinely want solutions, while onstage haters air grievances publicly on social media and review sites seeking validation or revenge. Demographically, offstage haters tend to be older, while onstage haters skew younger and more digitally savvy. As younger generations become dominant consumers, public complaints will continue to increase. An expectation gap exists. Phone complainers expect responses within an hour, while social media complainers expect replies in just 30 minutes. Yet most businesses respond in 5 hours or more, if they respond at all. The real danger isn't the public nature of complaints, but businesses' inconsistent response rates. While 90% of companies answer email complaints, just 41% reply to Facebook comments, and only 3% address complaints on review sites, damaging reputation and customer loyalty. Customer complaints arise from four motivations: seeking assistance, problem resolution, compensation, financial restitution, vindication, public acknowledgement of mistreatment, or revenge, punishing the company. These motivations correspond to complaint channels. Phone complainers typically want assistance or refunds, while social media complainers often seek vindication or revenge, explaining why social media complaints feel more hostile. Remarkably, 95% of unhappy customers never complain directly. They simply leave and tell friends. Those who do complain offer you a chance to fix the problem. Customers with resolved complaints tell 3 to 5 people about their positive experience, while those with unresolved issues tell 8 to 10 about their negative experience. The service recovery paradox shows that customers whose complaints are handled well often become more loyal than those who never experienced problems, explaining why companies with robust complaint handling systems often have higher retention rates. Most businesses mistakenly view customer service as a cost center rather than a revenue driver, leading to underinvestment. Research demonstrates responding to complaints delivers financial returns through 4 mechanisms. First, complaint resolution improves retention. Answering complaints increases customer advocacy by up to 25%, while ignoring them decreases it by 50%. With acquisition costing 5 to 25 times more than retention, the economics are clear. DiscoverCard exemplified this by treating social media complaints as marketing opportunities, boosting their net promoter score by 30 points. Second, complainers serve as an early warning system. When Le Pen Quotidien received feedback about changed lemonade taste, they uncovered a widespread batching error. The complainers represented just 5% of affected customers. The other 95% simply stopped ordering without explanation. Third, complaint patterns reveal systemic issues that can transform operations. Square Cow Movers analyzed negative reviews and found most stemmed from communication gaps, leading to their new "over-communication is a myth" policy that reduced complaints. Fourth, exceptional complaint handling creates differentiation in crowded markets. The financial impact is substantial. Banking advocates are worth $9,500 more than detractors over their lifetime, while restaurant advocates spend 2 to 3 times more than detractors. Responding effectively to complaints requires recognizing differences between private, offstage complaints, phone, email, and public, onstage complaints, social media, reviews. For offstage complaints, begin with acknowledgement and setting expectations. Speed matters. 39% of social media complainers expect responses within an hour. Transparency reduces anxiety, while genuine empathy creates connection. Customers who feel emotionally understood are 4 to 5 times more likely to report satisfaction, even without full resolution. Resolution comes through ownership, explanation, and closure. When customers hear, "I'll personally make sure this gets fixed," satisfaction increases by 58% compared to vague assurances. Explaining why something went wrong increases satisfaction by 37%, while following up increases loyalty by 27%. For onstage complaints, consider the public audience. Responding increases advocacy by 20%, while ignoring them decreases it by up to 43%. Always respond where the complaint originated, with speed expectations varying by channel. Adapt to each platform's culture while maintaining consistent empathy regardless of hostility. Taking conversations offline when appropriate satisfies both the customer's need for validation and the business's need for efficient resolution. Implementing a comprehensive complaint response strategy requires organizational transformation. 5 critical components distinguish successful hater-hugging organizations across all industries. Cultural alignment makes customer advocacy a core value, not just a department function. At Zappos, every employee undergoes customer service training and handles customer interactions. Resource allocation requires honestly assessing complaint volume and staffing accordingly, while response speed optimization develops systems meeting different platform time expectations. Emotional resilience acknowledges that handling complaints takes a psychological toll, requiring support systems including breaks, peer networks, and escalation paths for difficult customers. Measurement sophistication connects complaint handling to business outcomes like retention and referrals, demonstrating ROI. These components work synergistically. Cultural alignment without resources creates frustration. Speed without emotional resilience leads to burnout. Measurement without action becomes pointless data collection. Successful organizations create integrated systems where each component reinforces the others. Morton Steakhouse exemplified this approach when they responded to Peter Shankman's joking tweet about wanting a steak at Newark Airport by delivering a complete meal to him there, demonstrating their commitment to monitoring social media, empowering employees, and transforming complaints into opportunities. 3 converging trends will reshape customer service: the rise of self-service, growth of messaging platforms, and increasing importance of proactive service. Companies that adapt while maintaining human connection will thrive. The self-service paradox means when customers solve simple problems themselves, only complex, emotionally charged issues reach human representatives, precisely when many companies are reducing training. Private messaging is replacing public social media, creating new expectations for response speed and personalization. Proactive service, identifying and resolving potential problems before customers notice, may be most transformative. These trends coincide with continuously rising customer expectations. Today's wow experience becomes tomorrow's baseline. Successful organizations balance automation of routine interactions while investing in human capabilities for complex situations. The future belongs to organizations that strategically deploy technology to enhance human capabilities and view complaints as opportunities to demonstrate their humanity. Your haters aren't your problem, they're your most valuable opportunity. By embracing complaints, you transform potential detractors into loyal advocates and create meaningful differentiation in an increasingly commoditized world.